There's a new adventure hero in Canes, Croc. Join Croc as he runs, jumps, swims, climbs, pushes, stomps, and jelly jumps his way through a breathtaking 3D adventure. Help Croc through 50 amazing levels as he faces hordes of villains and obstacles. From swarming sharks and giant bees to slippery glaciers and hot lava. Croc, Legend of the Gobos. For PlayStation, Sega Saturn, and Windows 95.
This week in your parents' basement, we're exploring a much-rumored legend from past shows. From 1997, we're playing Croc, Legend of the Gobos, by Argonaut Software for the PlayStation. I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is the co-host that enjoys riding a dinosaur. It's Huell Hauser.
Examine ancient paintings from the time of their civilization, and you will find that the Gobos were short, furry people who could politely be described as gerbil-esque.
Oh, wow.
Very polite.
Lightly.
And our other regular co-host, he is the king of the Gobos, of those short, gerbil-esque people. It's Todd Brisket.
Yes, you do spend the entire game staring at the backside of a crocodile's eyeballs.
You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ybppodcast.com/Discord, where you can chat with all the sweet baby boys. And as always, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link. You can find it right on the YPB homepage, ybppodcast.com. And a special shout-out to the sweetest baby boy of the year so far, DTR. Such
friend of the show.
Good friend of the show.
Best friend.
So, yes. Going to be friends with benefits with the right he's clicking through. This week's game is Croc. Released in 1997, Croc, Legend of the Gobos, is a 3D platformer. You have to bang a gong and get it on at the end of each stage, just like T-Rex would sing. You do literally have to bang a gong at the end of each stage. Todd, you've nominated this game many, many, many times for coverage. Why do you have such fond memories of Croc?
Well, to answer your question here, I don't have fond memories of Croc.
Oh no.
And I don't know if I actually nominated it many times. I know it's come up on the show previously.
I mean, it's come up more than it should, probably.
Like my running joke is whenever something like Mario 64 or Joe Kaz we were talking about a few weeks ago. Whenever those come up, my running joke is, hey, it's no Croc, Legend of the Gobos. but yeah, so
we don't do running jokes here, Steve. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes,
right. So we just had to play it. Just had to get it out of the queue. Got to see what it's all about. No, I did play it when I was a kid. When I was a young lad. I did own it. I never bought it though. Here's what happened. I put a little mod chip in my PlayStation and I burned plenty of discs as a kid.
Oh boy.
This is not something you want on the recorded air.
I think the statute of limitations has passed.
Oh yeah. You might go to juvie. Yeah, might go to juvie at worst.
Yeah. At least the past 10 years since I've been a working stiff, I buy all my games. So, but yeah, this is one of them. I like the cover, the artwork, and it said it's a platformer, and it's up there. It's going to compete with Mario 64 as being PlayStation's equivalent. besides Crash Bandicoot, it's their cuter equivalent of Mario 64. So I did play it a little bit as a kid, but I never beat maybe the third stage as a kid, just because. The hugest flaw in this game is the controls, the control scheme.
But it did not seem fun. It seemed like a lot of camera angling.
Yeah, it has so much going for it. Like right when you pop in the disc, it's got jaunty tunes all over the place. Nice soundtrack on this game.
Yeah, I have a note. The title theme is very good.
Very good.
Little jazzy tune on the titles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this game, you play as a crocodile. This is all very cartoonish, hyper-stylized cartoonic. And you are, as a baby, as the intro says, you are a baby in a basket, and you float on the ocean, and the gobos find you, and they raise you as their own. You are... This is basically Moses, the story of Exodus.
It's reptile Moses, yes.
Reptile Moses, where you actually defeat the Jews because you're actually helping the Egyptians in this scenario.
What?
You know, in the baby Moses story, right? We all know this old yarn, right?
I know he was in a basket. I didn't know he beat the Jews.
No. This is in the baby Moses story. Let me go back to the Bible here for a second, fellas.
Yeah, flip through it real quick. Go grab it off the
story
shelf.
Story of Exodus, baby Moses. The Jews were being persecuted, so the mama Moses said, "Hey, I don't want my baby to be killed.
Oh.
So she stuck him in a basket and floated him down the river. And an Egyptian princess picked him up, and the Egyptians raised Moses, and he became a Jewish slave driver, and they built the pyramids.
Jeez.
And after they finished building the pyramids, Moses was like, "Hey, I'm actually a Jewish. Let's free ourselves and walk through the deserts away from the Egyptians." And in this story, the Egyptians are the gobos, and and you defend the Egyptians against the invading giant green Jewish called Dante.
Well, there's no relation that says that the Dantinis, led by Baron Dante, are the same lineage as Croc. I mean, Croc is just his third party. So I wouldn't say he defeats the Jews, which is the views and thoughts of Todd Brisket alone.
Oh no, yes. This is
does not reflect the thoughts of your parents.
Let's take one step back.
Sweet baby boys, that
the connection here to the Bible, the holy book of the Bible, and I think the story is in the Quran with somebody else named not
there's
Moses.
They cross reference each other.
The only connection is there's babies in baskets. Babies in baskets.
Bastard in a basket.
Bastard in a basket.
You know, Todd, I do not remember any of that story from Bible Adventures when we played it. I might have to fact check this with
if it wasn't in Bible Adventures, I don't know it.
In Bible Adventures, you play as Mama Moses who has to throw baby Moses
chucks baby Moses around, yeah.
at Egyptian guards.
Right. Well, he wasn't a crocodile, I mean.
Did not have scales.
True.
Anyway, these gabos are pretty crazy, huh? Can't believe how crazy they are.
So Croc, Legend of the Gabos. It's an all right platformer. I mean, it's okay. It's okay.
Everything about this game is so okay.
Oh. Except the soundtrack, which gets an A+. Everything is just okay.
Here's what it is. The cutscenes are amazing. And the gameplay is just so meh. It's just right down the middle.
Here's what I really noticed was I love the load screens.
Yeah.
That it's just like a slight fade to black. It happens quite a bit. It's like it's clear this is an early PlayStation or disc-based game because they don't really figure out. Yeah, it's like, oh, let's disguise like a travel scene, a travel screen as a load screen. Like they don't know that move yet.
Yeah, it's just usually Croc walking across the screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's your loading screen. It doesn't even just say loading. You just think the game's broken for a few seconds.
Yeah, or if you go down a pipe, like it just pauses, and then a couple seconds later, you're like on a new screen. Oddly, this game really did feel like. So I have this in the history section that Argonaut was originally making this as like a Yoshi game or something. And you can really see that from the fact that you're like shooting down pipes and breaking blocks. Like all of this feels like it could be in the Mario universe.
Yeah, you even have the butt stomp like Yoshi does in Mario World 2.
Yeah.
Well, and Mario 64.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this game definitely feels... This is not Crash Bandicoot. This is not like...
No.
Like a behind... What?
On
how
rails.
Do they describe it? Yeah, on rails. Like, yeah, like ass perspective or whatever it was called.
This is like full 3D.
Yeah, you are actually, you actually can wander around. It's awkward with the camera. And I don't think this is a dual analog stick game yet. But it's, you know, it's definitely a step forward from like the Crash Bandicoots in a way.
I agree. I do enjoy this one more than Crash Bandicoot. I've never been a huge Bandicooter, Bandicootioner, whatever they're called.
Bandicootioner, yeah.
Bandicootioner. I much prefer Croc. Even though it is fully 3D and you can explore the entire stage, the stages are all very short and very linear, so it's not that, like you're going to get lost.
Yeah, that's the issue with this, the PlayStation versus N64 platformer, is these levels are very small. So sure, you can wander around, but you don't feel like you have full freedom because the areas are so constricted.
Yeah, you're
because,
either guess, in a
because
cave.
Because of load time, yeah, with load times and all that stuff, you're either in a tiny area with, like, big walls around you.
Yeah, it's a valley or a cave, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a 100% playthrough on the old internet, and it's about 3 hours long, and that's, you know, that's primarily because of the load screens, so.
Can we pause for a second? Because did you see that Craig message?
I did just see that.
Why is it in the other chat? I want to make sure we're not losing everything.
No, because I told Craig to join from there.
Okay. Do you want to make him leave that one? I don't know. I just don't want to mess this up.
Craig, yeah. Do you want to check the file and make sure you got it?
It doesn't really work that way.
Let me get Craig back in here first.
Yeah, you left. Okay, you left the YPB one.
Hey, Craig.
And now. Okay.
Hey, Craig.
Do you want to make? Did he leave the other one?
He did.
No, he didn't.
Wait, leave the other one. What?
In the secret SBB chat.
Yeah.
There's you made a Craig join, and he's
no
still
the
there.
Craig. The Craig joins the voice chat.
No, look at the secret SBB chat. That's where that's where he's had a message that said, "Hey, nothing's recorded."
No, look at the voice chat though. Craig just joined our voice chat where he's listening in on us right now.
I know, but should you stop the other one?
There is no other one.
Yes, there is. You made him join at 9:02 in secret SBB chat.
It doesn't matter what channel you're in. You can tell him to join or leave. He'll join you wherever you are.
All right, I'm trusting you.
I just downloaded this. Just give me about 2 seconds, 2-3 seconds, maybe 10 seconds to extract this one
extract
he sent me.
Extract Craig from the jaws of Craig.
I'm going to extract the file Craig sent me and make sure it's got some content inside there.
Yeah.
Let me see the file size, what we got going on here. We do have file size on that one, so we have that first 30 minutes. I think he just
30. Yeah.
20 minutes or whatever.
We started at 9:08.
Yeah. We had the first 10 minutes.
Okay. All right, sorry. I wanted to make sure everything was okay. All right.
Okay.
Do you know where we left off? Sorry.
Yeah, I can cue us back up.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, I think you can also tell the shorter kind of stage length of Croc. Just looking at 100% run of Croc is about 3 hours. Whereas Mario 64, I'm looking at one right now. It's an hour and a half and it's only a couple areas of the game. So, you know, it's well over 3 hours to do the old full 100 of the Mario 64. So.
Wait, that's the full 100? There's no way. That's probably just beating the game, like minimum stars. Or are you saying every star?
No, it's like segmented. It's an hour and a half, and it's not even... It's like two or three of the worlds.
Yeah,
it's not like all of them.
Got it.
So, So yeah, this one's just a little shorter, a little sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a good ending and a bad ending.
Wow.
The bad ending is if you go through the game, there's four worlds or four islands, whatever they are, and you beat the big bad Dante in the fourth island, and the game finishes. But that is not the real ending.
Oh.
The real ending is you have to collect every single gem on every stage. There's five secret gems on every stage, and that'll unlock a secret door where you find a secret gabo, and you collect all gabos in every level. And once you do that, you get some puzzle pieces from the stage. Once you get all the puzzle pieces, then it unlocks a secret fifth world. And in that fifth world is where you fight the real boss of the game, which is just it's a diamondized version of Dante.
That's crazy.
Oh.
So to beat the game without just getting the bad ending, it's very fast because you just run through these short stages. It would probably take like 20 minutes to run through to get the bad ending.
Really?
Really? Mm. Yeah. They're very short. I mean, think how quick that the first few stages are. If you didn't just, piddle paddle around and jump
if you didn't
on
bother
blocks.
Trying to pick anything up, yeah. It's pretty easy to get, like, you're right, like just streamlining right to the end and smacking that gong.
Yeah, all you have to do is just pick up at least one gem and not get hit. Or if you do get hit, just pick up one more gem.
Oh yeah, that's how this came up before. We were talking about the Sonic health system.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to modify that and say it is the home improvement health system.
Yes, of course. That is what it will now forever be known as. It's the home improvement health system.
Pick up those nuts and bolts.
Get them bolts. Gabo gems.
Is there another sound effect you could play to really help us with this?
Sure.
Yes, yes. Oh, that felt good.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, yeah, there's Tim. Tim again. Tim Allen going to be back on network TV. Feels good.
Yay.
Just what our country needs.
It's finally some good, clean comedy on the airwaves.
Family entertainment.
Family friendly.
This is a family friendly show here.
Exactly.
It is, as we've heard many times. So just to touch on where is it now, Croc, somehow 3 million copies sold.
Wow. So
it was followed by a sequel, Croc 2. It was heavily promoted, but I could not find sales figures for it, suggesting that it sold less than 1 million copies. Typically, anything 1 million or more would get a greatest hits for the old PlayStation. Developer Argonaut Software was actually a firm ally of Nintendo in the early 1990s, as they helped to develop the Super FX chip. However, after they were denied an opportunity to make a Yoshi game, they reformulated it as Croc, and they developed games for the PlayStation. While Croc sold well, they released a string of duds based on Harry Potter 1 and Catwoman in the early 2000s, and they were liquidated in 2004.
Is that based on the Catwoman movie? The Halle Berry tour de force?
Yes, I believe the Halle Berry vehicle.
Just missed out on that Best Actress nomination.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was the year she won the Razzie and the Oscar.
In the same, yeah. It's that classic following up an Oscar win with a complete garbage movie.
Yeah. As someone who was forced to sit through Catwoman, that was a well-deserved Razzie on her part.
So. Forced by who? Kim Jong-un?
friend of the host, Neil.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Of course.
I believe
is
I was
he a friend of
on...
friend of the host, not the show? Okay, I guess.
Right. Yeah, he's not a friend of the show. He's no friend of the show.
Absolutely not.
But no, I believe I can't remember if I was actually on that show or if I just watched it to see how bad it was. And the answer was, it is bad.
Yeah, but it's very bad, bad good. Movie. It's bad good. It's not the best bad good, but it's a bad good.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of all good, Todd.
No Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Todd,
it's no wizard.
Oh, guys, this is why I can't segue. Speaking of all good, though, Todd, I understand you have a segment this week.
Oh, yeah, you know, I think that we all agree that this is just an okay platformer for today. If you got this day one and you never played Mario 64, you would absolutely love this game. But since we were Mario 64 boys up in here, and we have other platforming, 3D platforming experience, we didn't quite enjoy it as much as some of these people who say that Croc, Legend of the Gobos, for the PlayStation, is the most best game of all time. And I have three reasons why. They're all pretty short, right? First one is written by Danny B. in 2011, and titled, I Love This Game. I love this game from back in the day, but the one I received did not work, so next time I order, I hope it works. If not, it didn't cost much, so oh well. 5 stars.
Wow. Hard to disagree.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is titled Croc, Legend of the Gobos by Jimmy W., and is written in 2013, and he wrote, one of the best PlayStation 1 games I ever, every PlayStation fan has to try, out with amazing music, environment, and a rememberable character. Best way to play it is on the PlayStation 1. 5 stars.
Wow.
Mm.
Love that rememberable character.
I will rememberable him.
All right, next one is titled... My Son Loves It, and it's written by E.C.K. In 2013. Eck, in 2013.
Eck themselves.
Mm-hmm. My son started playing this game in his pre-K class on a PC. Oh, this is for the PC version, by the way. My son started playing this game on his pre-K class on a PC that is still running Windows 98. He kept asking me if I could get this game for him. So the search began, and I found both Croc 1 and 2 for the Windows here on Amazon. That fact that a PC was running Windows 98, being used by pre-K kids, and was still working astounds me. It is a great game for a 5-year-old. Dig out your old Windows 95/98 PC and have fun. I just need to figure out how to get this game made to run on Windows 95/98. To run better on XP and run on Windows 7. Forget Windows 8. I never want to deal with that operating system. 5 stars.
Oh. Wow. No stars for Windows 8.
Yeah.
Get Windows 8 out of here. 5 stars
for Croc. Legend of the Gobos. Get that Windows out of here. I'm going to slam that window shut. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No one
knows. Secret jab. Nice.
You're right there.
So, Huel, I have to ask you, what did you think of the manual for this one?
Well, the only manual I could find down at Goodwill was the Sega Saturn manual for Croc Legend of the Gobos.
Oh boy.
I'm sure there's not much difference. But there is 4 pages of story to lead this thing off.
Oh, yeah. So much story in here.
There is a lot of story. And in that story, a little bit of sass. Tiny bit of sass in this manual, which definitely brings it up. There's not really drawings. It's mostly screenshots. But outside of the story, it's pretty straightforward. It's very... very instructionary. It just tells you kind of the power-ups, the collectibles. Doesn't really tell you much about the enemies, so that's not really good. And though the story is long, I think that brings it up a bit. So I'll give this a 3 out of 5 Mario 2s.
Well.
I think it's a good start to the series. I can only assume the second one maybe improves things a bit.
I think there's way too much.
Croc.
I did peruse this manual, and I think there's way too much story in here.
It
you
is
can condense
lot.
That down to like a page and a half.
Well, the thing is, you got to spread that sass around. You got to spread that sass around to like the things the other parts, like the collectibles and the enemies part. You can't just jam it all in the story.
Yeah.
You can't just get it out of the way early. You know?
You don't put all your sass up front. You gotta spread that sass throughout your entire manual.
You can't front load the sass.
Don't front load the sass. Yeah.
You get tired by the end. You're like, oh, I don't care about these torches or jigsaw pieces. I'm all sassed out.
When you're designing the manual and you draw that thought bubble over Croc on the fifth page, and that by the time you get to actually put something there, you just cross it out. You're sassed out.
It's just sassless.
This Croc has no sass.
It needs a Cranky Kong on every page or every other page, like Donkey Kong Country.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they were trying to just set the stage for the Croc expanded universe, which apparently was going to have an animated TV series, but that never actually happened. So
that's a shame.
They did churn out in addition to the regular sequel, there's a Game Boy Color game, Croc, and also cell phone games in the mid-2000s, Croc, Croc Mobile Jungle Rumble, Croc Mobile Pinball, and Croc Mobile Volcanic Panic.
Yeah, they just sound like generic games you slap Croc onto.
Yep.
Pinball. Like, come on. Pinball.
Indie crap shovelware. More like it.
Garbage.
Yeah. So, Todd, what? How many DuckTales for this one?
Ah, DuckTales. The DuckTale scale factors in two primary factors. You might not be aware, but they are nostalgia and replayability. They all take some portion of the equation. Nostalgia. I don't have that much nostalgia for this thing. I saw it always sitting there in my collection, gathering dust because I popped it in for 10 minutes one time. So I don't have that much nostalgia.
I already feel like I've gone too high.
Replayability. I think it's kind of decent. Once you get used to the controls and kind of trying to find all the unlockables and everything.
Yeah, you got that secret level to unlock.
Secret levels. I mean, there's secret level on every level. So there's a lot of stuff there. And that whole fifth island to go
to. That's what I mean.
There's a lot of stuff there to come back to later. So it's got a bit of replayability, I would say. And I just love that music. I want to, after we're done here, I'm going to pop on that CD and listen to it all night.
Yeah, throw that disc into your CD player and probably get the tracks off it.
Yeah. So those things being said, I will put Croc, Legend of the Gobos, at a 0.22 DuckTales.
Oh, boy.
Really?
All right. I went 0.41. Yeah.
0.41 was the guess.
That's almost a 50% game.
Well, okay, I understand. Although you've also said that's not how the DuckTales scale works, so
yeah. I find better that than
a 0.4 a point, what'd you say, 0.42? 41?
41.
That's better than most games.
Todd is very consistent in how he applies the DuckTales scale.
It's my fault. Clearly I'm the one that's wrong.
Yeah.
0.22. What'd you say? 2.4?
2.2.
2.2.
Well, I think we kind of got most of this Croc talk out of the way. Huel, was there anything else you wanted to say about the game, though?
Oh, it's just has like one of the most generic storylines. It's like, here's Croc. And here's a bunch of enemies, and you got to beat them. Like, there's not much character here.
You know what we need? Mm-hmm. You know what we need? Gritty reboot.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get Christopher Nolan on this one.
Yeah, it's just, they want to make a fun platformer, but they just take all the elements from other platformers, and they think that's enough.
Yeah.
But it's just not, there's not much there.
It's weird because before the show, you were saying that this game was good because it didn't rely on the patriarchy in rescuing a princess. But now you've changed your tune.
Yeah.
But, well, Todd, was there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, a couple things. I do like the all the cute sound effects that it has in the thing. Croc is a cute sounding guy. Whenever you do his stomps and his jumps and stuff, he goes like whoopee and wee, stuff like that.
He says kasplat a lot.
Kasplat, yeah.
I found that got annoying very.
It did, that one did get annoying. But you're not using that tail. You shouldn't be using that tail whip so much that it gets annoying.
Butt stomping.
One thing I don't like about this game at all is that the enemies respawn. If you kill a dude and you just hang out for a little bit trying to plan your next jump, he's going to respawn right behind you and give you a little bite on the bum there.
Little bites on the bum.
Little bite on the bum. I do have a list of the bosses of the game.
Oh, yes.
On the forest island, you are going to fight Tutti the Feeble.
Oh.
Let's see. My table here is not organized very well, so I'm trying to read what I wrote.
Gathering your papers.
Gathering my papers here.
Yes.
There's Flibby on Fight Night with Flibby. There's Chumley in Chumley Snow Den. There's Demon Itzy in Demon Itzy's Ice Palace. There's Neptuna. Cactus Jack.
Oh.
Oh, bang, bang.
Cactus Jack. Fosley. Baron Dante. And the Secret Sentinel, which is just Baron Dante reskinned.
Diamond Dallas Dante?
Diamond Dallas Dante, yeah.
And Cactus Jack.
Bang, bang.
Oh, that's some good stuff.
Oh. Well, on that note, I think we're done with Croc. We should move right along to the email portion of the show. Todd, did you receive any emails?
I did receive an email. They wrote, "Dear Parents Basement Gentle Sirs, do you ever feel like playing these video games desensitizes you to real life? Not like murdering someone, but like if you are late for work and you played a little bit too much Grand Theft Auto, so you almost bump the cars in front of you at the light, but you catch yourself at the last minute. I hope I'm not the only one. Okay, bye. Stan from Long Island."
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I guess when I would play GTA a lot, you kind of get in that mindset. You're like, hey, what am I doing sitting at this stoplight? I could easily just zoom right through.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Just drive around these cars. I have gotten that feeling after a long session of GTA.
Yeah, that's true.
That, hey, what's with these lights? These other people are just NPCs, just mindlessly sitting here.
What's with these rules, man? I just want to be free.
I got places to be. I got to go to that next mission.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I definitely drive faster after playing games like that.
Stan from Long Island.
Stan?
Yeah.
Stan?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, man.
This is Stan.
Just make sure. Stan writes a lot of letters. Just make sure, you know, you take a step back. He's like, hey, this is real life, man. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to get shot by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta sit in my car like a good citizen, like a sweet baby boy.
Yeah.
The other thing that would affect me, which isn't really like I want to crash into stuff. Like if you play Guitar Hero for too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Tetris effect.
And like you stare at, you get that Guitar Hero eye where everything is kind of moving. Because all those dots were moving towards you for like two hours. And you look
too
away.
Too much Dragon Force.
My brain.
Yeah. The worst would be
I did get that one a lot.
When you would play right before going to bed and then close your eyes and just see it.
Red and yellow dots everywhere.
Yeah. I would sadly get that way with Tetris, too. Like, I would start doing Tetris in my head while I was trying to sleep. So.
It's a tough life. Tough life.
Huel, did you get any mails?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask, because I did not.
Oh.
I was here sweating bullets. I'm like, oh man, maybe he'll just skip me. But no.
Well, it's okay. I also did not receive any emails, and also nothing happened in gaming this week.
Nothing ever.
Nothing.
Oh, crash that jet ski.
Oh boy. So Todd, it's right back. The ball is back in your court. The gabo is back in your protection. Did you receive any asks this week?
Ooh, no. We're running long. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up here, guys. Let's say this ask.
We have been.
No one needs help.
I have an ask, but it's evergreen. They can wait until next week.
Okay.
This is our third show in a row where we have just been going horrifically long. So we should move it along.
Dangerous.
Yes. Well. With that, Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say before we signed off?
Yeah. On my 3D platforming Rushmore, Croc is getting that Teddy Roosevelt spot.
Oh.
Oh. Nice. Well, wait, who are the other three?
Oh, okay.
It's still in progress. We're still in the planning phases, but Mario's up there, of course, up there in Washington's spot. Still looking at the others. Mm-hmm.
Spyro.
Oh, okay. Still evaluating. Huel, how about you? Anything else before we sign off here?
We forgot to mention that this game also stars former guest of the show, Beanie the Bird.
Ooh. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, good for her. Glad she's getting some voice work.
Getting them royalty checks.
When did you learn how to wipe your own ass?
Oh, boy. it's a family-friendly Beanie. Show.
Yeah, please, Beanie. It's a family-friendly show.
Wow.
Well, I think that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Here's a little snifferoo from next week's show.
In the 26th century, mankind faces an epic struggle for survival. The forces of nature have spun wildly out of control. Mighty cities have crumbled, and the dinosaurs have returned to reclaim the earth. Savage land, one man stands alone, Jack Tenrek, defending humanity in a world gone mad, a world where only the strong survive, a world of Cadillacs and dinosaurs.